Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right, 7:30, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We got rain out there this morning, a flash flood watch in effect, and most of this heavy rain will continue throughout the morning. Not expected to taper off until late this evening. Still muggy, but with a cooler high of 77. Right now, 71 at Cincinnati's Q102. All right. Pairing hot dogs and wine. And people who really like that. Also, the worst possible times to travel this 4th of July weekend. When are you leaving? When are you heading out? And how excited are you to wear pants? It is Thursday, the 1st of July of 2021. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right. So something called the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council says we're going to eat like 150 million hot dogs on July 4th.
I love that there's a hot dog and sausage council.
A national.
A national one. How do you serve on that board?
I have to ask my friends at Queen City Sausage and see if they're on this council.
They're involved with
the
council.
Somebody might be on the board. Who knows? I'm going to have to reach out.
Yeah, membership at the very least.
Yeah.
Anyway, they did a new poll. And they asked people to name the best drinks to pair with a hot dog. And one out of 11 Americans, let me read this again. 9%, one in 11 Americans.
That's 9%. 9% is one in 11.
Gotcha. Said wine pairs well with them.
What kind of wine? A red? I like to have meat with my cab. Does that count?
I suppose it could.
I don't know. When I think of eating hot dogs, I think of summertime usually, not always, but being outside. It's
beer.
Hot out.
I like beer with hot dogs. That's me.
Same. But I could do a chilled white wine maybe since you're outside and it's summer.
Like a Sauvignon.
Yeah.
This is a hilarious conversation. I've never thought about this.
Soda was actually the number one answer on the board, with 76% of people agreeing it goes well with hot dogs. Beer was right behind soda, followed by lemonade, iced tea, orange juice, milk, and wine. And they also looked at America's most loved regional hot dog styles, because it varies depending on which part of the country you're in. New York style came in at number one.
And what is New York style?
New York style is an all beef dog topped with steamed onions and deli style mustard.
Yeah. Ugh. It's not my fave.
Oh, and bonus points if you buy it from a street vendor who's yelling at a cab driver.
Yeah.
Nice.
Second on the list is the Chicago style.
And what is that?
Chicago. If you don't like the New York, I don't know that you're going to like the Chicago style.
It's loaded.
It is loaded. It's got mustard, relish, onions, peppers, tomatoes, a pickle, and celery salt all jammed into a poppy seed bun.
It almost sounds like a salad.
It's really good.
Hot dog
for you, Jen. It is very good.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when you go to like Wrigley Field, they, and I don't know if they have it anymore because of COVID, but they used to have that whole like mini bar of condiments you could put on there, and all of those are there.
Yep. And then third on the list, let's see how Tim feels about this, is Detroit style Coney dogs topped with mustard, onions, and chili.
Love it.
No cheese?
No, that's a Cincinnati. That's a Cincinnati thing.
Savage. Mm.
And the bun has to stick out of both sides of the dog has to stick out
it's
of both
be
sides
longer
of the,
than
bun.
The bun.
And it's got to be made out of with casing, so when you bite it, it snaps.
Oh, well, I like Queen City Sausage makes these Cincinnati hot dogs that are really long that like fit the bun. That's what I enjoy about them the most, because it goes side to side.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's also International Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We still have an chicken wing shortage going on?
Depending on where you get your chicken wings, yes. So we frequent the Buffalo Wild Wings, and it doesn't seem to have been an issue. But then we tried to order to-go chicken wings for someone else. I won't say who, but they said because they're having such a challenge getting their supplier, they were charging market price for chicken wings, which was really expensive. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was sad.
I mean, it made me sad
because I was like, oh.
I think in companies like Wingstop, where that is their business.
That's all. That's what they got.
Yeah. Or Thigh Stop now.
Chicken wing.
Hey, Siri, play chicken wing. That's all the time. Okay, Google, play chicken wing. That's our house all the time. And there's different versions. There's like a auto-tune version. There's like a Super Club remix.
Wow.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. Now you know, kids.
Now you know. All right. Something else we didn't know. A new poll found that only 8% of Americans hate fireworks. Oh, look what you started now. Sorry. I could hear Siri in the background.
My bad.
Check again after everyone's been woken up at midnight for a week straight. I'll bet that number will be higher. 75% of people said they either like or love fireworks. 12% said mostly dislike. You know, I find these polls interesting, and the only reason I kind of rattle through them is because I'm always curious, like, who were the people answering these polls? What age group do they fall in? What category? And they found that young people tend to like fireworks more than older people do. Well, I'll bet there was a time when the older folks really liked them, though.
Well, you kind of feel like, you know, it takes a lot to impress you with fireworks as you get older. It's like, show me something I haven't already seen.
Yeah.
And it's that those moments are rare.
Also, I think there's the at least when I was a kid, it was like, okay, fireworks show. The city's putting on a fireworks show.
It was an event that you went to.
We're going to pack a cooler. Yeah. We're going to go watch the band. We're going to put our blanket down. And then when it gets dark, we're going to lay down and we're going to watch the show. And the fire truck's over there and it's neat. You know, it's this cool family activity. Because that's what you did. Now, sure, we could go to the park and have a picnic and wait, but I got my phone to look at TikTok.
Yeah.
And I got this going on and that going on, and we got the tablet because the kid's bored. You know, like, it's a different
vibe.
It's a different entertainment source.
Plus, I feel like fireworks back in the day, you could only get them, like, in Kentucky, we had to drive to Tennessee, or we had to drive to Indiana, and now I feel like they're just everywhere.
Yep, same with us in Massachusetts. They're still illegal there, but you could always cross the border into New Hampshire and get what you need. Although this year with a fireworks shortage, I don't know about that.
The tent right at the border.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Open right year-round.
Right next to the state liquor store.
Yeah.
And by the way, no sales tax in the state of New Hampshire, FYI. And women are almost twice as likely as men to say they hate them, those fireworks. All right, speaking of the 4th of July, it's a fantastic feeling to be able to travel this weekend after that year plus in quarantine. But there are some drawbacks in returning to normalcy. For one, a lot of people are going to be on the roads. The roads are going to be crowded. In fact, 132 million Americans, 51% of us will go somewhere this weekend. And it is expected to be the biggest weekend of travel since at least Christmas of 2019. AAA put out some data on traffic that found you should have started your travel yesterday if that was possible.
That was the day. Huh?
Yesterday was the ideal day to split town if you were going to leave for vacation. The roads are going to be crammed this afternoon as well as tomorrow afternoon. And on Saturday is going to be nuts, particularly between 11 and 1 p.m. The best times to hit the road are late tonight, early tomorrow morning, Saturday evening, all day Sunday, which is the 4th of July, and early Monday morning if you want to get a head start coming back. And when you're coming back, try to avoid like late afternoon Monday between 4 and 5 p.m. It's going to be a mess.
I may just go home on Friday and just stay there until Tuesday morning.
Just go have some fun, Jen. What are you guys all doing for the 4th? We have some pool parties, a firework party. Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, we asked that question last night, and I opted to just kind of lay low. Let's just stay in and around Kenwood. We could dip out for dinner, but let's just, you know, stay here. Really, you know, where do we want to go?
Well, are you going to go outside on the back deck and watch some fireworks? I'm sure people will be shooting them in your neighborhood.
They will, but our trees are so big and gigantic, and we'll hear them, but we won't really see any from there.
Nice.
Yeah. We'd have to travel to, like, maybe red, white, and blue ash or... which I don't even know. Yeah. Are they even doing that?
Happening,
this
yeah.
Is that happening this year?
Alt Park is. Hamilton's doing something. There's
Hamilton's having a parade. The city of Fairfield, I think, is doing their fireworks.
The Coney Island Balloon Glow fireworks are going on. So there's a bunch going on.
Yeah.
We're going to a lot of options.
We're going to my uncle's house. He's having the Christmas in July cookout.
Because he was
supposed to host Christmas this past year, but we weren't feeling too confident about getting together, you know, that many people. So he's going to do it outside. For Christmas in July.
We're doing on Saturday, we're having a family party, which we did go and purchase fireworks for yesterday. That was fun. And then on Sunday, the Stricker's Grove, which is like a baby amusement park that's really kind of close to where we live. They're doing a big fireworks thing. So we're going to go to that. And they're also setting up for the Hamilton County Fair there. All these people were like pulling in and they were getting their livestock off the truck yesterday as we were driving by. So that's going to be something exciting kind of happening too.
I'm going shopping.
Yeah. Are you?
So, yeah.
What are you going to buy?
Mom and I are going to hit the malls.
Nice.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, we never know. We just go and look.
Jen, you should go up to the Liberty Center because
they have
Dora there. So you could get mom a little rosé and you could walk around.
Pies and Pints, we'll be hitting that place.
The place is good.
Oh, they got some good salads at Pies and Pints.
Well, we love their bacon gouda.
Chicken
bacon gouda.
Yeah. So let's say you go to the mall with no real clear, like you're not looking to buy anything specific. You're just going to some girl time, bond, walk around.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Is it possible you will just look and not buy anything?
Anything's possible. It's just highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely.
We'll find something.
I mean, you have to buy it. You drove all the way up there.
What is the most common outcome when you and your mom
get together? Clothes and shoes. Yeah, mostly. But it depends on where we go, too, you know.
Well, you'll have to give us a full report on Tuesday. Come back. Show us your finds. speaking of clothes, over a third of Americans feel like they have nothing to wear. I have nothing to wear. Look, I got a closet full of clothes and nothing to wear. Nothing
that fits me the way that I want it to fit me. Nothing that fits the occasion.
Right. Well, you know what you do.
So nothing the right color. Exactly. That's when you know you need to expand your wardrobe.
Yep.
It's so
funny feeling like
that you brought this up because yesterday Jeff asked me later in the show, what do you collect?
Yeah.
And I was like, clothes that don't fit me anymore
because
I just am waiting to lose that 20 pounds. And then this is why I never have anything to wear.
A lot of Americans gain weight. You talk about expanding your wardrobe. A lot of Americans' waistlines expanded during the pandemic. So this is not surprising. Over a third of Americans feel like they have nothing to wear because of that weight gain. And now that the pandemic is winding down, the average person had to purge 7 things from their wardrobe because they don't fit anymore. So about a third of people in this survey said they're actually excited to dress up and be presentable again. And the top 10 clothing items we're looking forward to wearing again, dress pants.
Yeah. Why?
A third of us are amped that we get to wear pants again this fall.
Dressy leggings.
Nope. I was not a fan of pants before COVID, and I am not a fan of pants after COVID.
You take off your pants as much as humanly possible.
Why would you have them on?
Right. What do you need them for?
The other thing Americans are really excited about a third of Americans are super excited to be wearing dress shirts again, dressing up a little bit.
It just doesn't sound comfortable.
I think dresses. I miss wearing, getting up and putting a nice dress on and going to like Zutini.
That was number 3.
Yeah.
Looking nice, feeling like you got it going on. Handbags in behind dresses, followed by skirts, flashy boots, shoes with heels, blazers and sport coats, suits and ties.
You should see Jen's face. She looks disgusted by all of these.
I'm over it. Everything on that list. Ooh, our electricity
power
just went off.
I just got real scared.
Are we still on the air?
Well, that's a good question.
I think
that's a good question. I'm sure we are. We got a generator.
Power through as if we are.
Yeah, it should have seamlessly gone right over. Yeah. That's what happened the last time the power went out.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went down for us in Kenwood last night. I was sitting in the family room, and we had like a big, huge lightning bolt. I mean, a loud crash of thunder. And I knew it was coming, but it still jolts you.
Yeah.
And we both kind of looked at each other and we're like, well, at least the power didn't go out. And then.
Yeah. There it went.
For about a hot minute. And then it came right back on.
That's good.
So. But, yeah, when the lights went out, it was good to hear. We could still hear ourselves in our headphones, yeah. So I suppose that's...
I think we're all right.
Step in the right direction. 747, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, well, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Stall.
I don't know. Come up with something. Running low on content today. In the meantime, let's check the roads. We got Denise Johnson standing by here with your latest... Q102. Oh, four things to look forward to in the month of July. Yeah, the 4th of July is this Sunday. It's a new month. Can you believe it's July already?
No.
And we got America's birthday coming up on Sunday, but a few more things to look forward to in July. We'll have that coming up. Hey, Brittany, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I understand you're a first-time player on the 1K letter of the day.
I am. I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited to have you.
Exciting day. It's right.
You headed into work?
I am.
What kind of work you do?
I'm a associate registrar over at Xavier.
Oh, right. Wow. That sounds like fun. Do you enjoy your work?
I do. I do enjoy it. I have a great team that I work with also.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who do we know over there? April? Is April still working over at Xavier?
I don't know.
She's a big fan of the show. She listens all the time. We've done a couple Lunch on Jeff's with the team over at Xavier.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Well, I've got an envelope here, and there's a letter inside it. We're going to open it up. We're going to reveal the letter.
And it better be a good one, Jeff.
Hook her up.
Crossed.
We're heading into a holiday weekend, and Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Got that right.
So you know the rules. There's no repeating any answers, and the trick is to pass quickly. You got to move on this, okay? Don't you dare sit there and hem and holler for 3-4 seconds. It's a waste of time.
You can't think about it. That's what Jen is saying. If you don't have a word, skip, pass.
All right. So here's your letter. Today you got the letter B as in boy.
Yeah, I like B.
That's good. Blue ash.
Same.
Bacon.
There you go.
Bacon.
That's fun.
Badass.
You can do this. Yeah. Bulldogs.
Bigly.
Yep. Bora Bora.
What about Bush Light?
Oh, that's good.
Or just
as long as it's cold.
Valentine.
Please use
break dancing.
Fun. Hey, we're just throwing words out there. Feel free to use them or not. They're all random off the top of our head, but
Bunyan.
They're yours if you want them.
Do I have a medical diagnosis on here today?
One.
No, I don't.
All right. So I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock over here.
All right. Here we go with the letter B. Name something you keep in the garage.
Pass.
Something blue.
A bird.
A tropical location.
Bora Bora.
Movie.
Pass.
Something fun.
Basketball.
A store.
Pass.
Something dry.
Bread.
An adjective.
Pass.
A pizza topping.
Bacon.
A name.
Brittany.
Something you keep in the garage.
Buick.
A bicycle.
Oh, there were so many things you could have said.
Bicycle.
A bison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we keep a bison in our
garage. Buffalo.
We sure do. Yeah. I mean, an adjective could have been big.
But sure. I am really excited that you got your own name. That was wonderful.
Yes, Brittany, that was
good. You said your own name.
Good.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. I like that.
If you wouldn't have gotten that one, we'd have had an issue. We'd have been a little worried about you, Brittany.
Yeah. Well, it was lovely talking to you, Brittany. Thanks for playing the 1K letter of the day. We're going to do it again tomorrow if you want to call us back.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
It's 827, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Flash flood watch in effect throughout the day. Heavy rain this morning, tapering late this evening. High is 77 right now. 71 at Cincinnati's Q102. Another check on the roads. Denise Johnson is your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.